I once had someone tell me that they left the Catholic Church to join another church because their new church didn't put any demands on them. She said it was the only faith in which I could agree with everything. Our Catholic faith is not a comfortable faith. It does not say to us, you're okay. Hey, don't worry about the way you live your life. Just enjoy yourself. That message comes from popular culture, not from Jesus Christ. It's a comfortable message, but it's false. You see, comfortable is not always good. The comfortable thing to do when the Titanic hit the iceberg was to roll over and go back to sleep, or to just keep on dancing. It was uncomfortable to get out the lifeboats, help load them, and evacuate the ship. And yet, the uncomfortable thing was the right thing. Jesus loves us too much to wink at us and let us waltz away our lives in superficiality, meaninglessness, self-indulgence, and comfortable immorality. And so, he makes it clear that we who claim to be his followers have to do two things. We must talk the talk, and we also must walk the walk. We must look like good Catholics by praying, coming to Mass, being involved in our faith, supporting our parish, speaking up for Christ's truth. But we also must make a daily effort to live like good Catholics, to study church teaching when we don't understand it, to go out of our way to help others, to resist temptation and carry our crosses with elegance, to be faithful to Catholic morality and to our own life mission, even if it means enduring hardships, ridicule, and persecution. That is what today's second reading means when it says, children, let us love one another, not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Christ followers are called to talk the talk and also to walk the walk. We find a beautiful and powerful representation of this truth in the sacraments. Every sacrament has two parts, like two sides of a coin. The first part is known as the matter or the material. In baptism, for example, the matter is water. The second part of the sacrament is known as the form, the words that indicate what material is being used for. And when the words are pronounced over the matter, grace is truly given. So, for example, when the priest or the deacon says, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the water becomes a sanctified vehicle by which the baptized person is cleansed, not just physically, but spiritually from original sin, and really given new birth and new life in Christ. If you have the matter without the form, or the form without the matter, nothing happens. Only together do they make the sacrament, that sacred sign given by Christ to grant us grace. As Christians, we are called to be like living sacraments in the world, acting like followers of Christ on the outside, but also truly striving to follow him in our hearts, even when no one else is looking. Just as a sacrament needs both matter and form to be effective, we need both to talk the talk and walk the walk to be authentically Christian. Jesus is like a good coach. He never lets us get comfortable because he knows we are still capable of improving as human beings and also as Catholics. He loves us too much to let us rest on our laurels. Yet he also knows that constant growth in Christian virtue is hard work. And so he gives us the secret ingredient to ensure that we never run out of spiritual gas: prayer. Prayer is a great privilege. The Lord of the universe, our Creator and Redeemer, is always watching over us and listening for when we call out to him. Whenever we call out to Jesus in prayer, he hears right away and answers by sending an attachment of grace into our hearts. Daily personal prayer is the bridge that turns our Catholic talk into a powerful Catholic walk. Daily personal prayer is the heart of our relationship with Christ, a bridge that links our knowledge of Jesus with our day-to-day actions. Jesus passionately wants us to become mature men and women of prayer. This is what he means when he says in today's gospel, "I am the vine and you are the branches. Remain in me, because without me, you can do nothing." As a parish, we offer some pretty good resources to help with our prayer life. For example, the web service that we subscribe to called form.org provides video, Bible studies, lectures, books, many resources to help us walk the talk. Our parish app provides many avenues to enrich our prayer life. And our website provides a long list of quality, authentically Catholic links to a multitude of resources. So today, let's ask ourselves, what can we do to improve our prayer life? Maybe it's taking a few moments to pray a decade or two of the rosary while we're driving to work. Maybe it's getting up 10 minutes earlier each day to spend some quiet time alone with God before the hustle and bustle sweeps us away. During this Mass, Jesus the Vine renews his commitment to us in the sacrifice of the Eucharist. When he does, let us renew our commitment to be faithful branches by making prayer a real priority in our life. Prayer that enables us to talk the talk and to walk the walk.